Maybe you've heard all your life that if you're serious about your Christian walk, you must learn to abide in Christ. Or maybe when you've had a struggle in your personal life, someone has told you that your problem is that you're not abiding in Christ. Well, that's all very nebulous, and we find ourselves wondering what it means to abide in Christ. Perhaps a little story will help. Recently, a woman was sharing about how much her husband loved his job. He was excited about it. He couldn't help thinking about it all the time. Someone asked, "Does he spend much time at the office?" "Spend much time there," she exclaimed. "He lives there." Now, she didn't mean her husband ate his meals there, or that he had moved his bed down to the office and slept there. What she meant was that in his every free moment, you'd find him either on the job or talking about it. Now, that's something like abiding in Christ. It's a matter of what's on your heart and mind. When we say abide, we're really talking about living, a certain kind of living, living in constant fellowship with God. Now, Christian, there are several specific ways you can learn to abide in Christ, but I'm going to focus on just one. Get into the Bible, spend time in the Word of God, and then think about what you've read all the day through. No matter what else you're doing, be aware of your relationship with Christ, have fellowship with Him. Whenever your mind is free, think on His words. Talk to Him about all you're doing. You may be playing with the children, but you're doing it in fellowship with Christ. Or you may be sitting in a church service or mowing the lawn or 100 other things, but you're doing them with Christ. I'm reminded of a great saint of God, a man named Brother Lawrence in France. His assignment was in the kitchen of the monastery, washing the pots and pans. And he posted a sign over the sink, "Divine service conducted here daily." Christian, that's abiding. How about right now, just mentally posting a sign like that in your kitchen, or over your desk, in the car, or the classroom? Remember, we're to live in Christ. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.